Now, the Ministry of Culture and Ministry for Culture and Heritage has apologised for the breach. A short time ago, I spoke to its Chief Executive, Bernadette Kavanagh, about the breach.
This shouldn't have happened. I absolutely agree. This should not have happened. And it's my job now and my responsibility to fix it and make sure it doesn't happen again. The Chief Digital Officer for the government has sent advice around all chief executives yesterday, reminding us of those guidelines and making sure that all chief executives are aware of them and are checking all their own websites so that no other department goes through this in the same way.
Have there been other projects that your ministry has contracted out to this website provider or similar that you have concerns about or need to check?
I am doing a check of all our ministry websites. I've got an external company doing that right now. But this was the only contract we had with this particular company.
Are you confident that this information, including people's passport details, driver's license numbers, can no longer be accessed online?
So we have been working on that. Well, I'm confident that the files that are no longer accessible through the website, and the website has been taken down completely while we worked through this issue. We have been we've been in touch with Google and some of the other big search engines, and have been asking them to remove the cached images wherever possible. And we will keep doing that work with other partners across government to try and get those images offline.
But it is still possible that these people's information is available online.
Unfortunately, it is. That's why one of the most important things we've been trying to do is reach out to all these individuals and say, we will get you your new passports, and we'll get you new driver's licenses at no cost, and we will try and facilitate that and quickly as possible and make that as seamless as possible. And we've also just put up last night a cross-government web page on the Ministry's website that hopefully has sort of trying to make it a one-stop shop for information for these people who were affected, so that they've got as much information as they can have to try and you know, so we can help them.
And what should they do if they still feel that they are vulnerable to identity theft? I mean, even if the passport numbers are out of date now, they could still be abused.
Yes, and that is one of the difficult things. And what we there's some information that is on the webpage. We have provided some information that we emailed through to everybody on Saturday evening, and that was information from New Zealand Police and others about some of the steps that they can take in order to just be more aware of their online presence, or more aware in case there are any issues that they experience.
Are you looking at providing them any financial assistance with this effort to protect their identity?
Well, we are certainly going to be providing them new passports, new driver's licences at no cost. And I think that's the least that we can do. And look, we will just be working sort of with these individuals, and if they have any other particular requests of us, we'll certainly be looking at those.
Will people be held accountable for this within the ministry?
As I said, I'm going to have a review done and to get to the bottom of it to find out exactly what did happen. And that's a question that I'll look at once I've got that review.
That is Bernadette Kavanagh from the Ministry for Culture and Heritage.